error margin, estimating the mean with known variance. Estimating the mean. The question we are asking is, what is the mean mu of some stochastic variable x? For the time being, we will assume that the standard deviation is known, it is sigma, but the distribution is not necessarily known. We know that the sample mean is a good point estimator for mu. We take n observations, add them together, divide by n, and we get an estimator hat mu. But that's only a point estimator. Ultimately, we want a confidence interval. In this talk, we will discuss the distribution of the error, the difference between hat mu and mu. And that will enable us to find a confidence interval in the next video. First, let's discuss the probability distribution of bar x, the sample mean. So we have the probability distribution here. Now, all the xi have the same distribution. So we have mu, the parameter we want to estimate, and the standard deviation sigma, which we assume is known, and the variance is sigma square. When we divide by n, we can divide the expected value by n and the standard deviation by n. Those are standard results. And the variance is still the square of the standard deviation. When we now take the sum, adding together all the xi over n, we can multiply the expected values, that is adding all the expected values, since they're all equal, we multiply by n, and we do the same with the variance. And that gives us new expressions for the parameters for bar x. Mu, the two n's cancel, and this n cancels one of the n's inside the square, so we get sigma squared divided by n. And the parameter we are most interested in the sequel is going to be the standard deviation of bar x. It's sigma over the square root of n. Now we are going to assume that n is large, which means that by the central limit theorem, bar x is going to have a normal distribution. And we are going to use that sigma in the discussion. Let's introduce the estimation error. We can define E as the difference between the estimate and the true value. Note that this is the signed error. It can be positive or negative. Subtracting the mean is essentially a step in normalizing the variable bar x. E is now going to have the normal distribution, since bar x is normally distributed, but the mean has been normalized to zero. We still have a standard deviation which is not equal to 1. We can continue this normalization. You remember that we have the variable z for any normally distributed variable x by subtracting the mean and dividing by sigma. And z is then standard normally distributed, a distribution which is often tabulated, and some of us even remember some key numbers from the distribution. That means we take z, divide by the standard deviation, that goes down there, and this is now the sample mean normalized. Z is standard normally distributed, mu is 0, sigma is 1. Now let's have a look at the probability distribution of E and see how we can build an interval such that we can be confident that the error margins inside the interval. So this is the PDF of E.
So let's build such an interval here, such that the area under the curve here is equal to beta. So beta is a confidence level. Now, if we write 1 minus beta equals alpha, we will have alpha half is the area of the right-hand tail, and alpha half is also the size of the left-hand tail. Adding these three areas together, we get 1, the whole area under the curve. Now, if we pick a confidence level beta, how can we find the point, the end points of this interval? And we can do that both by considering the error E or the normalized variable Z. So we remember from the normalization formula that E is Z multiplied by the standard deviation of E. If we consider Z, we want to find these two endpoints such that Z is smaller than lowercase z, and the probability is alpha half, the size of the tail. If you look this up using MATLAB, this is the MATLAB formula, you will get that column. So if we look at 95% confidence, we get 2.5% for alpha half, and z is 1.96. So for Z, this is 1.96. Z minus 1.96. Because E is Z multiplied by sigma divided by the square root of N, if we want to find this point here for E, we need to multiply by sigma divided by square root of N, 1.96 times sigma over square root of n. Using MATLAB or a probability table, you can find similar values for 95% confidence, 98% confidence, and 99% confidence. Sorry, this is wrong. Yes, it should be 2.58. This is correct. So this will give you an interval to bound the estimation error with a certain level of confidence. To summarize, we have the estimation error E, which is the difference between the estimate and the true value, the sample mean and the population mean. Z alpha half is usually used as a symbol to denote the Z such that the probability of a standard normally distributed variable being smaller than minus Z is exactly alpha half. That's the same as the probability of the same variable Z being greater than Z. And that gives for the estimation error a probability that E is smaller than minus z alpha half multiplied by the standard deviation sigma divided by the square root of n equal to alpha half. These two probabilities are the same. And you get the same result if you consider the left-hand tail or the right-hand tail of the probability distribution. It's easy to calculate the Z alpha half in MATLAB using the ICDF function. And obviously, if we are interested in the absolute value of E rather than the signed value, the probability of the absolute value the absolute error being larger than z alpha half times the standard deviation divided by the square root of n is alpha. You have two tails, one left hand and one right hand, and multiply alpha half by 2, you get alpha. So with probability beta equals 1 minus alpha, which is interpreted as a confidence level, the error will be within plus minus z alpha half times sigma divided by the square root of n. So this is really the start of a confidence interval. We will complete